Welcome to the Experience Points Podcast, episode 87 for July 21st, 2010.
Welcome back to the Experience Points Podcast. I'm Scott Juster.
I'm George Albor.
We're the co-creators of experiencepoints.blogspot.com, a website dedicated to the serious but not humorless analysis of video games and culture. And today you might notice that every single episode for the previous 86 episodes, we introduce ourselves with our real names.
Or are they?
Dun dun dun!
No, they are real names.
They are real names. But it's kind of an interesting thing to do, for me anyway, because it's a weird thing to publicly just throw yourself out there, I guess.
Sure. I mean, would you say you're a very secretive and private or paranoid person?
Paranoid, yeah. But
You call yourself a realist.
No, I do. I call myself a realist. But, like, I'm paranoid, but I'm not secretive about it.
Yeah, you mean you let everyone know how paranoid you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm not...
Which is why every time I go to your house, I have to be taken there blindfolded from two blocks away.
Well, plus there's a different knock every week.
That's right.
But this all bleeds into how you consider yourself online, like, as an identity and as a person. And Blizzard kind of stepped in a hornet's nest recently when they decided to change their discussion boards from, you know, any kind of avatar screen name or whatever to people's real names linked to their real ID accounts. Yes. Would the term shitstorm apply here?
I think that's pretty accurate. So I'm sure many of you heard, we're coming a little bit late to the story, but yeah. I think it's still really interesting. What they did is, you know, they made this announcement that from here on out, on the World of Warcraft forums in particular, your real name will be present on all your forum postings.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean in-game. I don't think it meant that
not
next
yet,
to, next to, you know, Bullet Hopper 57 would be, you know, Jake so-and-so from Nevada.
Yeah.
But suffice to say, plenty of people got very upset about this, were worried about the privacy. It's natural, you know, especially in this internet age, everyone's connected to Facebook. There's a lot of information about you on the internet, whether or not you want it there.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone Googles themselves, you're likely going to find some weird unknown professor from some outskirts town who's higher ranked than you. But you're also going to find Facebook images. Yeah. You're going to find, you know, that old live journal you had in high school while you did was mope and stuff.
Oh, God.
That's still there. It's still lurking there on the internet.
Yeah.
And people can dig this information up if they so want to and use it to blackmail you or, you know, whatever.
Just,
bad general things is what people are scared of.
Yeah.
This came out in droves.
Yeah.
There was one individual who, to prove his point, took the real names of Blizzard employees and then found out all sorts of creepy information about them, like where they live,
like who their girlfriends are,
like where their kids go to school.
It was some, like 4chan slash B style, like, detective work.
And it's funny because the person posting it said, you know, this isn't to threaten any of them, but it's to prove a point.
Yeah.
But it's like proving gun control is a good idea by shooting a pro-gun control or an anti-gun control individual.
Or just shooting stuff into the air.
Yeah.
You know, I guess look at this assault rifle. Yahoo! We should really control this, guys.
Yeah, because I'm crazy and I might shoot someone.
Okay, so you played WoW for a while, right?
I did, yes. Quite a few years.
Did you ever post on the boards or were you just...
A couple of times.
Mainly in-game.
No, I posted in the boards. I would post in, like, class discussion.
Would you post under your name or your in-game?
My in-game ID. Yeah. You would choose your in-game avatar, yeah.
Would you have posted anything if it was just your name?
Oh, you know...
Yeah.
You mean in retrospect, like now? I mean, it's hard because... Okay, I mean, to begin with, I think that they are addressing a real problem.
Yeah.
Right? And which is...
And they admit it, too.
Yeah. And everyone knows. I mean, you're completely blind if you don't realize that there are assholes on the internet.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
A bunch of fuckwads come around and troll people and make level one characters so they can go on forums and throw out, you know, epithets and
insults.
Yeah,
just the craziest, racist, sexist, anything. Like, just, they're there to offend, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. And they can get away with it, and, you know, there's not really much you can do about it because you're in an online, anonymous place.
Yeah.
So I understand why you would want to do that. Here's the thing. I think there's a difference between what I would do now and what I would have done had this been the policy from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that if WoW from the very beginning, the moment it came out and said, if you want to play World of Warcraft, you must use your real name when you're posting on our forums, people would not be as upset as they are now.
Sure. And maybe, like, Facebook is the reason, right? Like, when Facebook first started, like, the point of it was to use your real name and put in real information there.
But even that, it's interesting, because for a while Facebook was only certain circles, right?
Yeah,
you could only be
just
seen
colleges.
Yeah, and you could change the privacy where you know, only your friends can see you, or friends of friends, and only that college in particular. And when they started opening up, people equally got in arms, you know. And I think it's reasonable. No one likes policies to change underneath them, to all of a sudden feel like they're comfortable in a place and then no longer have that comfort.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't give you that option. Everything should be opt-in in the internet universe. That's how people tend to feel towards anonymity and privacy. If I want to let people know my real name, it's my decision to do it. Don't force me to do it afterwards. This is something where Blizzard maybe should have thought of this idea day one. You know, this is just, it might be too little too late.
I totally agree with you. It's about the changing. And Facebook has dealt with the same thing just recently, actually, when they changed what they share with certain websites, or by default, all pictures were public for a while.
And that was also a shitstorm. A lot of people were furious.
And for good reason. I mean, I think Facebook is more embarrassing than WoW forums, personally, because like it's harder to police what pictures are taken at a party. You know, and so if you don't want someone seeing those pictures and they post them to their own account, it's much harder to, like, grab everything that has to do with you on Facebook.
I mean, when your mom is your friend and then there's a picture of you, like, riding side saddle on a horse through, like, Nevada drunk off your ass.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thing. I don't, my mind keeps going back and forth between the pros and cons of anonymity here on Blizzard specifically, because as a... you know, sci-fi slash geeky type of dude, there is still a stigma attached to things like WoW and video games in general. I mean, it would be like if you're not comfortable with your employer knowing how much you love Star Trek, you know, it's kind of the same deal, right? Like, you might not want people knowing that you have this hobby because there's a stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
It's not, like, mainstream yet.
I agree, I was hesitant, you know, I have no shame to admit it, when I was first tying my Twitter account to my Facebook account.
Yeah.
Because then everyone can see every week that's like, hey guys, I wrote this piece, and for you people who don't play video games, you can now read my work and judge me.
Yeah. You know? Hey guys, I spent hours this week doing a video game blog.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It can be a little embarrassing, and you've got to jump in. But again, I think to some extent, and I know it's going to sound off because I agree with everyone's concerns, but I think people are really quick to be offended and quick on their toes when it really wouldn't affect them as much as they imagine it would. And this isn't to say that fears aren't founded. But to say rather, well, here's an example. When Facebook changed their privacy settings, a lot of people vowed to delete their Facebook account. They got a big signature. It was like, I don't know, upwards of 500,000 individuals saying they were no longer going to use Facebook, and they would delete it.
Those were the same people that said they weren't going to buy Modern Warfare 2, right?
Exactly. And when day came, three people did it. Something ridiculously small. Because there's a value to that content anyway, and people are more willing to sacrifice their anonymity than they think they are. That's not a qualifier. That's neither good nor bad in my book yet. I haven't said whether or not that's good or bad. But again, that's a fact. I think people are more willing to sacrifice what they perceive is as their rights to anonymity
privacy,
than they think they are.
So I like that analogy to, you know, Facebook, because would it stop people from posting there? I don't really think so. But their argument that it might stop people from trolling so much may be a good argument. But what this all boils down to is, would the community police itself well enough? Because there's no way there's enough Blizzard employees to make sure that people are being nice on forums.
Sure.
And that's why they're doing this.
So policing meaning like, hey, you know...
Stop calling people the N-word.
Yeah, you know, and like you're like, I know your name is Jeremy Ryans, you live in North Dakota, and you're 14.
And so, but they did this because there's no way for Blizzard to effectively police it themselves, so they need to make it so that the community can police it, which means they need to give the community tools in order to do that. And real names are probably a good way of doing that. Because once people get actually tied to their names, they can be publicly shamed into acting better.
It's interesting because some people have made this the same claim in real life. England, for example, is a country that has tons of CCTVs, closed circuit televisions. Sure. Yeah. They are a highly monitored peoples.
Yeah.
And I think in the United States, that type of monitoring wouldn't go over so smoothly amongst the population. However, there are those who suggest that we should have those types of television, but instead of putting it in the hands of a few individuals, where really it allows
the government
to allow individuals to abuse that power, we make it publicly accessible.
Yeah.
It's fine if there's cameras on every corner, if every single person can look at those cameras and see what's going on.
Well, that's why it's so powerful to have things like YouTube and Twitter, especially when there's like protests or making sure police officers are acting correctly, because anyone could have a camera in their pocket and instantly be on the internet. And so it's like this weird reverse panopticon where it's you're not being watched by a singular force. The mass is watching everything.
Yeah.
Which is what I think they're shooting for with this real ID stuff.
And do you think that's a clever idea?
I mean, I think it's we had a pretty large discussion when we first started the site a long time ago about whether we should use full names, real names, and all that.
Yeah.
And I think it sets a tone for what you're doing. I mean, we have to be responsible with what we say. Like, every once in a while, just personally, we might want to go on rants against someone or some game or something like that. But we know that that's not a responsible way to act out of, like, you know, a moment of anger or something like that.
Yeah, hastiness.
Yeah, exactly. And so when it is tied to your person, you know, more specifically, I think it causes you to pause. It might not be as nice of a stream of consciousness thing, but sometimes stream of consciousness is a pretty ugly phenomenon. Mm. And it's not like we're getting some, like, great poetry or something from the boards. It's just, you know, hatred, basically.
That's true. Yeah. People in general will behave better if they feel like they're being watched and known by actual people.
Yeah.
And will monitor themselves.
Well, if they feel any kind of responsibility to anyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
There's always going to be crazy people that are like, I always think of the second Batman movie, what was it? You know, the one with the Joker.
Batman and Robin?
No, not the George Clooney one. So when Alfred is telling...
Batman Returns.
No, the other second Batman movie.
Oh, man, what? There's a lot of Batman movies. I am really confused. Dark Knight.
Yes.
Okay.
So when in Dark Knight, when Alfred is telling Bruce Wayne, like, Bruce Wayne is asking him, like, what is the Joker's deal? Why is he doing like this? And Alfred just says, well, some men just want to see the world burn.
Yeah, he's like, just fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, there will always be trolls on the internet, and you'd still have to deal with them. They'd find way to make fake accounts. They would just not care. There's some people that just don't care, and they would, you know, like a Howard Stern-like individual who likes shocking people would arise anyway.
Right.
But for the casual racism, this might help.
But there are also counter-trolls, you know? Like, there are those individuals...
Noble trolls?
Whom the internet deems white knights.
Yeah, you know?
Who will go about and feel like they're justified in badgering those same trolls.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
And I think that's... Yeah.
I mean, my point is, I think there are plenty of people in the online community and the online gaming community more than willing to step up with their real names and try to police things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's... If they had made people use their real names from the beginning, this would be a non-issue because people would act differently. But since they started anonymously, they should have to continue the anonymous tradition because that's just part of the boards. It might not even be a good thing, but they're stuck with that. People have the expectation of being anonymous.
Yeah,
And I'm hands off when it comes to those sorts of things. If people wanted to form a group in WoW, a subgroup where everyone uses their own names, they should do that.
That would be interesting.
But
you don't even have the capacity to do that. Like, the game, the forum isn't even built to have a little button to opt in.
Yeah, and that's the biggest problem. That's why I think it's a bad idea. And that's why I would... Along with the other privacy issues, like, if you really don't want people to know you're playing WoW, then I think that should be an option for you.
Absolutely. Or to know that, you know, you're female playing WoW.
Exactly.
Or that your Facebook is, you're openly gay on your Facebook profile, things like that.
Exactly. There are certain legitimate reasons why people would opt into a service that they might not, that they enjoy, but they might not want other people knowing that they enjoy.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think... I think that it's kind of it's a fool's errand to try to change something like this that already has so much cultural inertia.
Right.
And I think that if people really want to stop, you know, that kind of culture of like flaming and troll and all that, they need to set it up themselves. Like, they need to step forward, and it's gonna, like, there are gonna be ugly situations.
Riddlers.
There's gonna be Edward Nygmas messing with us, and you have to have faith that people will respect how open you are with it. Like, I feel like we've been really lucky personally on our website, because we put our names out there. Everyone knows who we are.
We haven't been hunted yet.
We have not been hunted like game. And I think that at the same time, though, I think that attracts a certain type of person to our site. That a lot of our regular commenters, and now people I consider friends, use their real names.
Yes, absolutely.
Two, even people that use avatars are pretty much know who they are now.
Yeah.
Because they're regular people.
Yeah. They've even shared their online identities, yeah, like PSN or Xbox IDs.
Exactly. And even the people that still are anonymous that we interact with, it's so, so rare for us to get just random one-off insults.
Yeah.
And that's one, that's because we're not a very high-profile site. But two, it's like, I think people can kind of sense how honest you are with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a lot of anonymity going on, it starts to create like perpetual motion of assholishness.
Yes.
You know, it just feeds on itself.
You do realize we're probably going to get an anonymous comment on this
podcast. Oh, yeah. That's the danger, right? Yeah.
But like, we can police it ourselves, right?
Exactly. We can delete it if we want
exactly.
to. Who knows how many we actually get? You guys don't know. We're beginning hate mail from day one.
Oh, yeah.
How about some of the arguments put forth by other folks? I know a good friend of the site, Christian, wrote an article about this.
Yeah, and one of his interesting points was, once again, Blizzard is probably coming at it with a noble intent.
Yeah.
Which I don't think either of us claim otherwise.
Well, there's also a thing where I think it's not necessarily noble intent. Ooh. On Blizzard, because I think that this is the first step to just creating a unified ID across Blizzard Blizzard products to then sell to companies and then upsell to. Ooh,
yeah,
to,
that's uncomfortable.
I mean, like, they're just trying to gather data because data is valuable.
That's the worst thing too. I almost feel more comfortable giving out my real name if it's being given to real people instead of companies who want to sell me shit.
Yeah, and I'm sure Blizzard, it is in their best interest to know as much information about their players as possible financially and from a gameplay perspective. Yeah. So it's not all, you know, they're not exactly white knights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Going back to Christian's point. Oh, he thinks that having real names might increase the quality and professionalism of competitive sporting
events. I thought
events.
That was a really cool point.
This is kind of referring more to the StarCraft, which is also going to be running with this real ID option, I guess.
Yeah.
In which players who are playing on a competitive level aren't going to be known now as Starfire 59 or whatever, but will be known as John Doe from Connecticut.
Yeah.
You know, and to some extent, you can claim a little bit of real life fame.
Mm-hmm.
And some obligation to maintaining good behavior in a competitive environment.
Yeah.
You know, say League of Legends, for example, mm-hmm. recently opened up season one of their game. And so you can climb the ranks. You can also be a total douchebag and be very high up on the ranks.
Yeah.
But if it's your real name, you know, then you have to act with a form of professionalism. Because if you climbed those ranks
mm-hmm.
and someone knows that you've been a jerk, it'll look bad upon you. You know, you won't have that type of following that maybe people in Korea have, you know, mm-hmm. when they do very well at StarCraft.
And it also gives people the option of becoming de facto leaders of their communities.
Yeah, and this is funny because essentially he's suggesting, and I think it's accurate, that people will behave better if they feel like they have to start fulfilling a role that they've earned.
Yeah.
You know, like you are, and it's not even the policing role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not saying, oh, one day if some of you are really good, you can become community managers.
Yeah.
No, this is something, they're achieving fame within their own group of individuals.
Yeah. Like, and would I have appreciated it if the top person was a jerk to me when I was coming up? Probably not. And so that person who's on top now won't be a jerk.
However, I do think that when it comes down to it, most people who are total assholes are probably not going to be climbing the ranks as high or as fast.
Well, I mean, even if they do, they'll still be the same. I mean, like, you could have someone like Dennis Rodman in the NBA. Everyone knew who he was, and it didn't change anything about him, but I think it is more respectable to kind of link your real name to yourself rather than call yourself like Ocho Cinco or something like that. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just kind of silly. But you know, I think that's neat, especially if you want, if you're interested in that games as sports thing, because it does make it less of a subculture.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a huge thing of what makes gaming a subculture is the idea of anonymity. Because what other, I mean, do people who are into like model trains and stuff have handles? Like, I don't think so.
No.
Do people that are really into other hobbies like sailing or anything, like, you know?
Well, maybe they'll go by their vessel name.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that? The radios?
Oh, ham radios?
Ham radio, yeah. Operators have fake names.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's where handles come from, I think. It's again, but that's a subculture. Like, we don't know. True. Like, it's something that is would be kind of weird if we found out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, you're on ham radio. Operator. Like, that's odd.
Yeah.
And so, if you Truckers? Want something more, you know, if you want something like more mainstream, you're gonna have to shed some of these things if you want. And you know, it doesn't have to. It's not an either or choice, which is I think the biggest problem here, especially with Blizzard. It's not like all games are now gonna be, you know, require first and last names, you know, and your social security number and all that stuff. It's like, it's
hair sample, blood sample, stool sample.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be pockets of anonymity all the time. I just think that like mainstream internet culture is moving in a different direction than that, and I think Blizzard is trying to cash in on that, just like Facebook is, just like Twitter is, in a lot of ways.
So do you think that that it's inevitable that something like Real ID will one day be more mainstream?
I think as more people start playing games, it will be more mainstream, because it won't be as big of a deal. And I think as the internet becomes a more day-to-day thing in life, like even now, like people put all kinds of stuff on Facebook and Twitter and things like that, and people are just getting more social about sharing those things.
That's true. But I think it's less to me being open about your gaming habits and more the gaming community being open about other things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's going to be less of a big deal the more the average gamer is not a, you know, or at least not represented or thought as a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, yeah. So once, and that's the real problem, because, like, as someone who is a white dude in his mid-20s, I can't really tell someone who is gay or who's a woman or who's trans or anything like that. I can't tell them like, oh, you need to be upfront about it because that's the only way things are going
to
change.
Yeah, because who are you to be the martyr?
I can't like volunteer them to be, you know, virtually slaughtered. But at the same time, I do think that's one of the only ways things will change. Like, mm-hmm. you have to like, in a way, we have to like have some kind of movement towards militant honesty. Yeah. You know, like I am going to put certain details of myself out there and will not be scared back into anonymity.
There are those in every minority community that completely agree with you. Yeah.
And I mean, there's historical precedent for it in the various pride movements and stuff like that. And it's never a pleasant thing to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, I don't know how to solve that without making huge sacrifices that me personally I won't have to make, because I'm just genetically lucky enough to not have to worry about that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, how do you feel about creating and making, across games for that matter, a persistent online identity?
Yeah.
Because many people have different online identities. A douchebag one day could recreate a different online identity and be a nice guy in a completely different game. You know, someone who is the sweetest guy playing Sims or something with other people may be a total asshole when it comes to EVE Online.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, you'd have to be.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's true. And I really like the idea of having a persistent online identity that, in my opinion, would solve a lot of the same issues mm-hmm. that Blizzard is trying to do.
Yeah.
The only difference is I still think it's important to have, and I go back and forth on this, whether or not I think this is the case, mm-hmm. but the importance of anonymity in the game environment,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you might want to be able to recreate your identity in an in-game world.
Yeah.
In the game, not just in the forum, mm-hmm. you know, but in the actual game itself.
Oh, okay, yeah. Putting it into the rules of the game, basically.
Right, right. Like, say for example, no matter what character you played as in World of Warcraft, be it a druid uh-huh. or a level one goblin, you would always have the same exact name, which would be a uh-huh. fake name, wouldn't be your real name, but it would be the same exact name. You can't change that.
Yeah. I mean, I like that idea, but that's just because I'm kind of predisposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I have various anonymous accounts in various websites, and sometimes I use the same ones. And so there is somewhat, like, of the a same carryover. Online identity. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even though it's not linked to me personally. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know a good answer to that. I think that there will always, I hope that there's always anonymity because I think that's an important thing.
It's almost like, I mean, anonymity is a strange word, but privacy is really important.
Yeah. Again, I think that it has to come from the people actually playing the game rather than from above mm-hmm. for there not to be some kind of rebellion. But again, that's asking people to make sacrifices that I'm not really, I have no right to ask them to make. Yeah. You can band together, and if everyone does it, you know, at the same time, like, it's easier for us to put our names on the website because we're both doing it together.
Yeah.
You know? So, like,
this is presuming you know my real name.
Well, exactly. I mean, like, we're wearing masks right now, so I don't actually know. But, I mean, it has to be some kind of, like, group movement towards this, I think. Because mm-hmm. if one person going alone will just get sniped down by a million trolls, you know?
So, then, in that case, how much influence do you think companies and developers should have over player behavior, both in and out of the game?
Yeah.
Because the forum isn't really World of Warcraft. They still have an obligation to monitor their community. But, you know, how involved they are is different from how involved they are in the actual game itself.
Yeah.
You know, you start throwing out racial and racist epithets in-game, people might start wanting to reel you in. Maybe banning you from the game, like in League of Legends, or giving you warnings or something.
Uh-huh.
But in forums and in the community at large, you know, their relationship might be different to the players.
There's just too many people, like, I mean, I think the primacy has to be in-game, because mm-hmm. that's the reason why you're playing it.
Right.
But after that, I mean, there's just not enough people. Like, you can't have a monitor for every single person, you know, checking over their shoulder to make sure they're acting correctly.
Well, that's one of the reasons I really like the idea of persistent online identities coupled with a almost crowdsourcing morality system.
Yeah, sure. In which
you can rate other people for their in-game and forum behavior.
Yeah. And I mean, there's only so much you can do. There's always going to be, like, ugliness. But I mean, I think if you can crack down on it in the game enough, some of that culture will bleed back into the forums.
Yeah.
And if there's enough people that are, and they can use their real names, or they might not have to use their real names. They can have a persistent identity or something that, you know, everyone knows who. I don't know.
Asshat 56 is.
Yeah. And maybe Asshat 56 is, like, a really cool person.
Yeah.
And they see that person post across various boards, then you kind of develop a personality for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has to come up naturally, I think. It's hard to impose something like what Blizzard was doing.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, I don't know. You called me a realist. I think this stuff is always going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, looking into the, like, the maw of the internet is looking into humanity's soul. I mean, yeah. Like, it is not always very pretty, but we can have the conscious decision to make it prettier.
True. It just, you know, especially with games, and we call them community managers for a reason, you know, gamers build communities together, and communities self-enforce, and they have the power to do it, and we do it every day in small little communities in real life.
Yeah.
So I think that we shouldn't, you know, condemn ourselves to this, especially in long-term games like World of Warcraft. Again, it is too little too late, but it's not like it's an idea that needs to be thrown out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there's something to this idea that we can find a way to shun and isolate people who are ruining the game and the community for others as a way to, one, just push them out of the community, period. Mm. Exile is a very powerful tool for maintaining proper moral behavior in communities.
Yeah.
And two, you know, making them change their behavior because, you know, I do believe people can change and people can understand that they've been conducting themselves poorly within a community. And, you know, we need to find a way to make it so that, one, you can be isolated, and two, you can change who you are and be welcomed back into the fold.
Yeah, and some of that is by, you know, making new identities for yourself. And I think it's... That's why I think you can never have, like, one fully persistent identity, because you will change and you will reinvent yourself as a person every once in a while. But, I mean, it would be nice to have... I think, personally, it would be nice to have more folks use their real names online and just go by their actual identities. Yeah. But at the same time, I understand and actually endorse people being anonymous, because I think sometimes it's nice to hear from anonymous people because they're free to be more honest with things.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, if you can't actually talk about something freely, but it's really important that you talk about it, then it's nice to hear those anonymous folks, people that leak things. You know, some of the most important things, like political documents and stuff, have been anonymous initially.
That's true.
So we can't really get rid of it all. I just wish that people, like, starting in a game, like, starting with their Xbox Live profiles or whatever, would be a little bit, like, more upfront about it. Because yeah. I think it would help everyone, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's pretty much it. People feel like they know us already.
I think, yeah.
If you want to send in your thoughts on either the whole Blizzard affair or just generally privacy and identities online in general, do so anonymously or not anonymously. Takes all kinds, right, folks?
Absolutely.
ExperiencePoints@gmail.com is our email address.
If you want the internet to know your name and social security number, please leave them on the comment section to this blog. We update it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. ExperiencePoints.blogspot.com is the site. Come on over and bring your friends.
And we swear we won't sell your stuff to mega corporations.
Oh, yeah, promise. Scout's honor. Yeah.
Okay,
all
bye.
Right. See ya.